Hello everybody and welcome to Are We On Air? Arman Afi here with a little sneaky preview of next week's episode. The interview will be out next week in full, as always, but I do hope you will enjoy this teaser. Until then, much love and I'll speak to you soon.
Elsa, are we on air?
We are on air.
Well, I guess we have to talk about modeling as well, because I'm sure that all of you out there are curious to hear about Elsa's modeling career, being a Victoria's Secret angel, done a gazillion things. I mean, who knows what? I'm looking at the Vogue cover there with Thule, super cute highlight sure. I mean, we're family, so I don't look at you as the model Elsa Hosk, right? And also,
me neither.
But you also kind of developed in terms of what you do and who you are. I mean, we all move on, not move on, but, you know, evolution, not revolution, right?
Yes.
How do you look back at that time? Like, let's say, a good, solid, powerful 10 years New York City supermodel life.
Yeah, you're right. It's been kind of, it was kind of 10 years of, I moved to New York when I was 19 and I got sober when I was 20. My career before that was 13 to 19, which was in Europe. So I would travel around Europe and I lived in Paris for a while. And it was mostly like not like significant things. And then being sober and so insecure and like relearning like who I was and trying to like put on this facade of a cool girl in New York and like confident, and I was anything but. And I remember going to a casting for Victoria's Secret Pink. And I was really into fashion. So I was wearing like a really cool outfit. I was wearing Isabel Marant. I still remember this to this day because the art director was really into fashion too. And she, Isabel Marant was like the cool brand to wear. And there was no stores in New York yet. So you would have to go to Paris to get it. And she was like, wow, like you're cool. And I was like, she gets it. And she was like, she gets it. And then she booked me. And that was my first like shot at anything in New York. And I just remember like dancing all day, being like putting up this like persona of like just like full on energy, trying to, you know, get booked again. I remember she like sent an email to my agent saying like, oh my God, she was like full of energy. She was dancing all day, like loud music, like jumping in the pictures, because it was all like that era where it was like, woo, ha, like, you know, like jumping. Yeah. And I just, because I didn't know who I was. So I think I was a really good actress. Mm. It was like beneficial, I guess, to my career at the time, because I never really was that Victoria's Secret girl, but I was playing the character really well. Yeah. So then I was doing Pink for so many years, and then I sort of graduated to Victoria's Secret. You know, I still look back on those days like it was great. It was amazing. I'm so grateful, you know, but it was never like, it was never me.
Yeah.
I was never that girl wearing the push-up bra and like, you know, like smiling or so. Yeah. I mean, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. And I have so many amazing memories. I think what I take away mostly is like the work ethic and just like showing up and killing it and just like doing a great job. And this time was, you know, it was all about being professional and like working out and like having that like in your back, you know, just like so
strict. I
remember
when we were working out together, like,
were you dying?
Remember when you were from in New York?
No, but you're really fit. I remember you being really strong.
I know, but still, I'm like,
oh, in the apartment.
Yeah, yeah, but oh the Victoria's Secret workouts. I'm like, oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, that's so funny. But yeah, I'm really grateful for that time. And, you know, obviously, had so many beautiful moments and working with different designers and traveling to so many amazing places. And also, it led me to this moment where I am now. And I think a lot of people struggle with comparing yourself or not sure what path you should be on as an artist or as a creative in this industry. And I think when you have a little bit of success, you grow that confidence. And then a natural step after that is to like fully like go on your path. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I am now. I'm like doing what I want to do and, you know, on my terms.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, super proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
You know, it takes a long time to trust that you're good the way you are and like you're not comparing yourself to anyone.
Yeah.
Especially in a creative industry, you're always comparing yourself to the people that are successful, and like you always want to do what someone else is doing. It's really about doing you. It sounds so cliche, but yeah.
Oh, 100% agree. And I love when Tom and I have this conversation with your hubby, because he always reiterates that to me, and I know it's coming from you. I'm like, sure, okay, thanks.
He always takes my things and he makes them his, but I love that about him. He's like so good at that, like soaking like things, learning from others. I'm such a loner. I just like have to learn by doing it myself. But it's true. I think everyone is to a certain extent. You can hear all these things, but you have to experience it yourself.
Let's talk about social media for a second, because I have so many acquaintances who follow you, who love you. Aww. You're kind of like a mood board, kind of, in a way, for a lot of people. How do you go on about curating your page? Is there a specific way, thinking, strategy? What
I think, again, is just doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like whenever I try to jump on a trend, like for example, something that's not you. Like for example, I never got on TikTok because I felt like it was like, at the time, people were doing the dances and it's so not me. Yeah. I felt so ridiculous if I were to do that. So I just kind of stuck with Instagram and I was like, this is what I like, you know, just I'm pretty casual about it. I don't really plan posts or content unless I'm working with a brand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just kind of very authentic to me what I post. And I'm also not very good at talking on Instagram. Like I never talk.
Yeah.
I never like give advice or talk or do anything.
So this is an exclusive?
Yeah, I've never actually done a podcast. This is my very first podcast.
You're welcome.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full. To call, and here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall.